Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I mean, I like this song, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Is there a reason why you're playing this? Or is it just, did it just come up for you, Evan?
Oh, no, this is just like my bumps, and I really like this song.
All right. I do, too. I like it. All right, we'll roll with it. It can be pretty lonely when you're picking at 30 and not knowing, you know, who's going to be available. So that's a good segue right there. How about that, right? Got to tie that in there. Good morning to you, to everybody. Sal Capaccio with you back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Glad to be with you. Had a nice vacay down in Florida. Yes, it was my second time down there over the last month. I was there for the NFL owners meetings. A little bit of work. Some play as well. But this one was all pretty much pleasure and play. A lot going on, though. Went down there and just on the West Coast where I used to live. I used to live down in a little town called Englewood. You might be familiar with it. And then that's right between like Sarasota and Fort Myers, and it's also right between even more so Port Charlotte and Venice. And they have that great flight that flies right out of Niagara Falls down to Punta Gorda, which is right there, so it makes it easier. And went down there, spent time in Venice at my mother-in-law's, who still lives there. And then we drove up to Orlando on Saturday and went to Legoland, which I still love. We're gonna do Disney, but it was, I mean, the prices at Disney were just like, it was sticker shock. And I know a lot of you go, and that's great. And we will at some point. Max was like, hey, I haven't done Disney in a few years. We're not like a big Disney family, but it is awesome there. And I'm like, okay. And I looked into it. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. We didn't plan for this. Let's see. So Legoland was a lot cheaper and more efficient. So we did it this time. I think we're going to do Disney maybe during the Bills bye week or something like that. That's been the thought around the household here in Capaccio household. What about you? You a Disney guy, there, Evan?
Yes, I am a Disney guy. I actually, yeah. I've never in probably the last 15, 20 years, I think I've gone to Disney twice in my life. Most recent was this past summer, with my girlfriend. I'll say there are definitely times of year you should go. She chose August because that's usually when most of the kids are like going back to school. So that was like our window of opportunity and where things were a little bit cheaper. Like you said, it all depends on the time. And I'll tell you, I will never go to Disney without her because she knew everything and I knew nothing.
That was the other thing. So I'll get to that in a second, which is really cool. Let me wrap up my Orlando part because that was interesting. So we go to Orlando and we do Legoland and then we stay and we went out to dinner with friends and we go to this restaurant and literally right next to us at the table next to us was Bo Outlaw, who used to be used to play for the Orlando Magic. I don't know if you know who Bo Outlaw is, but he used to play for the Orlando Magic. Apparently, it was his 54th birthday, because literally we were sitting there. They brought him out a cake, and he said, yeah, 54. I think so. Look it up. You can see that. And sitting right there at his table celebrating with him was Ken Griffey Jr.'s wife. And I'm like, oh, my God. And friends we were with knew her and knew Bo and the group. But, I mean, I didn't know them. So introduced me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm a Yankee fan. But your husband was, I didn't say I was a Yankee fan, but I am. And I was like, your husband was like my favorite baseball player growing up. I had a few favorite baseball players. I loved the Yankees. I loved Mattingly, Ricky Henderson, and Dave Winfield. Those were my three guys. But, man, I was a Griffey guy. I love Griffey. I was a center fielder and left-handed hitter. And that's what he is, was, and man, amazing. And it just so happened, why wasn't Griffey there? Did you see the story last week, Evan? Ken Griffey Jr. was a credentialed photographer at the Masters. And he actually took some really great shots of Rory after Rory won.
I saw that. I noticed that he was talking at the Masters. And I don't know if he was saying like what he had a take that I might have heard somewhere. And I just disagreed with it. Something about that maybe golf was a lot harder of a sport than baseball, and or the, like, baseball is a harder sport than golf. And I just was just like, I don't agree with that. I think golf is a lot harder. I'm not trying to say baseball's easy, but comparing the two, I would say golf is probably a lot more harder.
Yeah, it was it was really interesting to see. He's a credentialed photographer. I think Bernie Williams is doing that too, I believe. Former Yankee, being a photographer, which is really cool. So that was great. So just got a chance to hang out and talk. And then so we go to Tampa then after that. Plan was to go to the Sabres game on Sunday night. We did that. I met up with my buddy TJ Reeves. TJ has come on the show a lot. In fact, he was on last week because he was at the Final Four and he was calling the game as part of the crew for my apologies, the radio service he works for online. And he was at the Final Four, but he's the Buccaneers sideline reporter. So we met up and went to lunch with him and his wife. But they are, now his wife, I guess, so they live down there, and his wife goes to Disney all the time with their twin girls. And that's when she said, listen, if you want to go, like, we'll go with you when you come down. And what you said, Evan, is right. Like, if you go with somebody who knows what they're doing, she's like, don't worry, go with us, go with me. She said, I will make sure you have the most efficient experience and I know exactly where to go. That's the key if you're going to do something like that, if you're going to spend that kind of money.
Because, like, obviously we're not, it's like if you find someone that's familiar with the territory, that, and, you know, obviously I know you used to live in Florida, but it's a little bit different when, you know, you could be a little rusty. You don't know tendencies, and if someone's been there a lot.
Well, I haven't been to Disney in many years, so it's totally, it's not going to Florida. Disney's like its own world. You know what I mean? Literally, they have their own world. It's Epcot. So, you know, I get confused with which park is affiliated with Disney, which isn't. What do I buy tickets for? So all of that stuff, though, is right. And what you said is right, which is, you know, if you go with somebody who kind of knows the landscape, what they're doing. So, yeah, my buddy John Scott and Heather Prusak, his wife, they go quite often. I know Matt Perino and his family, they go. So I'll lean on them a little bit next time we do. But I think the plan is we'll see when the Bills schedule comes out. We'll see the bye week. And that's what I told Max. I'm like, let's look where the bye week is. We usually go away during the bye week. It's my one time during football season to get a few days off to kind of, you know, recharge the batteries a bit. We try to go somewhere warm. Maybe that's what's going to be the plan. The NFL schedule comes out in about, what, 3-4 weeks. I mean, Mike North said between May 13th and 15th when he was on the podcast, it's always game day in Buffalo with me and Matt Bove. Check it out if you haven't. It's a lot of great info there. So we'll find out when the bye week is, when it comes out then. In the meantime, before that, the reason why, people have said to me, why does the NFL wait till May to put the schedule out? Well, because we know right now that they love to own the calendar. And there was really nothing in May to own the calendar with other than rookie minicamp and some OTAs. Now it's like schedule release, because April, when they put it out in April, it was this barrage for the schedule. Then bam, you turn the page. You don't talk about it because you go to the draft. Now we don't do that. Now it's all draft. We are full steam ahead with the draft. And we are 1 week away from the NFL draft tonight. Like, 1 week from tonight is the 2025 NFL draft. Now, before then, next Tuesday, we will hear from Bills GM Brandon Bean. We will also hear from quarterback Josh Allen, because The Bills start off-season workouts next Monday. I mean, next Monday, you think about it. You got next Monday, April 21st. The Bills are starting off-season workouts. That's when they can't do anything with coaches, nothing on the field, footballs. It's all conditioning work, basically. Remember, new strength and conditioning coach. Will Greenberg takes over for Eric Ciano. They hired a senior strength and conditioning coach. Barry Rubin is his name. I believe I want to make sure on that, but Barry Rubin. And they're going to, that's their time, right? Strength, conditioning, all that. That's for a few weeks. That starts on Monday. One thing we're going to be thinking about and asking about, obviously attendance, it is all voluntary, is James Cook there? Now, he doesn't have to be. A lot of times guys just aren't there anyway. It has nothing to do with their contract situation, but that's one to monitor all through these off-season workouts and OTAs and mini camps. So next Monday starts that. On Tuesday, we will hear from Brandon Bean on the draft, Josh Allen on off-season workouts and the draft. He's kind of a draft Nick himself. And then we get to Thursday. And Thursday, it is the first round of the draft. We have basically been, you know, consuming as much as possible and getting to a point where we're all thinking about different players, different positions. I've said, and I will continue to say, as of right now, the way I look at it, if the Bills stay in their current respective spot and position, or at least something similar, it doesn't have to be exactly right, if they're going to pick three picks in the first two rounds or very early third round, because they can move around a little bit, I, at this point, would be surprised if it's anything other than defense with all three picks. Now, I have no idea what the Bills' board looks like. Nobody knows what anybody's board looks like, right? That would be incredible to have you look at their board. I don't know. Maybe they truly have a few wide receivers really high, and they say, if these guys fall, we'll take them. I'm just thinking about the way that they talk, what their actions say, what their roster looks like. That's this offseason has been really about attacking defense, except for one player on offense, Joshua Palmer. What have they done in defense? Joey Bosa, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, Dane Jackson, Derek Forrest. But two of those guys aren't even able to play the first 6 weeks. They need to continue to attack defense. Part of it is because they're so kind of set on offense. Think about their offense. And this is something that we've talked about a lot over the last few months, which is the Bills' offense has everyone returning, essentially. It's not just the, you know, it's not just the starting offensive line. It's like every single backup offensive lineman is returning. You could, the only difference from offensive line is they've added Kendrick Green, a guard. That's it, a veteran guard. Everything else is pretty much the exact same as last year. Wide receiver, they added Joshua Palmer. And for the contract they gave him, for the contract they gave Curtis Samuel last year, and I know that it hasn't worked out after 1 year, and given the fact that they used their first overall pick, which was the second rounder last year, on Keon Coleman, I just don't see a path to them taking a wide receiver that early. They went with an everybody eats mentality, and we can argue or debate how that actually worked or didn't, but the fact is the quarterback won MVP with that group. You think that they're going to think that they have to, oh my God, we're desperate there and need to add more playmakers at wide receiver or pass catcher when you already have a quarterback that won MVP with the group they had and they added Josh Palmer? I just don't think so. It doesn't make sense to me. That's why I don't think they're going to do that. But I do think they need another speedy guy, somebody that can stretch the field that, hey, you know what? We'll put this guy in the field in certain situations against certain matchups. We'll see how it goes. To me, that's day number three. So that brings me back to days number one and two. First round, day one. Second round on day two. And day two, second and third round on day two, or night two, I guess you want to say it that way.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
And what I've said for the last couple of weeks, I want to say it here on this show because I don't think I've said it enough or right here. I've said it with Shelton Bulldog. I said it this morning again on the morning show. I think there are very good context clues on what the Bills are going to do or are looking to do. Because anything can change, right? But the context clues are when they signed Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt, and we found out that they're both going to be missing 6 games. Larry Ogunjobi, the Bills, by their own admission, Brandon Bean said, we wouldn't have signed two guys who were getting suspended if we knew that. But by the time they got to the point where they were signing Ogunjobi and then they found out, he said they looked around and they really had no other options. They said, this is the guy because there's no other options we like out there. So they still signed him. And you can criticize Brandon Bean for that all you want. I think that's a fair criticism for the Bills to say, wait a minute, they put themselves in a position, in a box here where they didn't have any other options. That's fine. But they've made the decision then to roll with Larry Ogunjobi, miss 6 weeks. What does that leave them, folks? That leaves them Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, and Dwayne Carter. And Zion Logan, Branson Dean. I'm not counting them. Those are practice squad players who you hope, okay, maybe they showed something last year and they can ultimately crack the 53. Chances are less likely for that. So they have Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, and Dwayne Carter. This is for an organization and a team that believes in rotating its defensive linemen. This is for an organization and a team that did not have enough at that particular spot last year. I'm talking about the interior against the run. By their own admission, they need more. They need more from Ed Oliver, but what they also really maybe need more of is somebody next to Ed Oliver who can help Ed Oliver. If you pair Ed Oliver with a really stout defensive tackle, one technique, a guy plays more across between the center and guard, over the guard. Ed Oliver can be a little bit better. He's impacted by that. And Daquan Jones has been a nice player, but he wasn't quite the guy last year as he was certainly before the injury in 2023 in London. So what did he say? What did Brandon Bean say when they signed Ogunjobi? Well, we didn't love our options. Okay, now you know you're out without him 6 weeks, so what options do you have? If you don't have the option of, and you don't love the options of veteran defensive tackles, then you go draft. I mean, unless there's a trade out there you're going to make, you go draft. And what does this particular draft have? Quite a few of. And is very good as far as the depth is concerned at the position. And as far as the value. Defensive linemen, specifically defensive tackles and guys, interior guys that the Bills are looking for. This is kind of, to me, an I'm going to say a dream scenario because there's so much unbelievable talent that, you know, there's not Aaron Donalds and Warren Sapps just sitting out there waiting to get plucked at number 30. That's not what I'm saying. Who knows? Guys could have Hall of Fame careers. So not a dream scenario in that regard. But what it is this draft is a really, really good spot for the Bills to have need meeting value and need meeting opportunity when it comes to the draft. They're picking 30th overall. There's still going to be someone who we all kind of consensusly think, and we don't know what they think, consensus-wise, there should be someone who plays that spot who they can take at 30 that provides value and also can step on the field. One of the things I hear from Bills fans a lot, talked about this last week before I went on vacation a little bit. One of the things I hear from Bills fans a lot is they don't play young guys. Well, first of all, it's not true. They do play young guys, but I will say they probably don't play as many young guys as other teams play. You know why? Because there's not as much opportunity on the roster for young guys to play. The roster's good. They have veterans. Who are they playing over? There's very few spots that you can draft for the Bills, generally, in this regime, in the last several years, since they have the success, there are very few spots every year that they can draft and just plug a guy in and he's got to play right away. I know you want that. You can't look at it like that. You can't compare the Bills playing these young players and these draft picks as you can to other teams. Of course, a player who gets drafted by the Las Vegas Raiders is going to have a much better chance to play earlier in his career than he is by the Buffalo Bills. There's going to be more opportunity as long as they draft a guy that they need at that spot, which they should have more needs because that team has more needs and has less depth. The Bills have less needs and more depth than a lot of teams in the league. There are spots that can happen. I remember last year, this happened last year. I got crushed by a lot of you on draft night when I tweeted that I didn't think Cole Bishop would be a day one starter because, you know, that's just hard for guys to do that on this roster. Oh my God, what a wasted draft pick if he's not a day one starter. I can't believe you got to draft a second guy, safety. He's got to play right away. No, that's not how it works. You have to shift your thinking when it comes to a team like the Bills. And sure, there are spots where you say, you know what, Sal? Last year, wide receiver was one of these, right? In 2022, corner was one. But what happened in 2022? They essentially grabbed a corner for need, and he wasn't the right fit. And he wasn't the guy that they thought he'd wind up being. And he's gone now, Kyrie Elam. They did get one in the sixth round who wound up starting. You just never know how this is going to work out, but they clearly had a need there. Last year, wide receiver. But they moved back twice. They got a guy. You know what he did? Started off with, playing a little bit. Keon Coleman. And then as the season went on, started ramping it up. That's kind of how it works in this system, in this organization. That's why younger guys don't play as much, and you get mad about it, and you get frustrated about it, and you think it's some big agenda that Sean McDermott has or the organization has against young players. It's not true. There are opportunities. Christian, anytime someone brings me up, well, Kyrie Elam, he was drafted and they didn't play him. They didn't give him an opportunity. That's so frustrating to me to hear that argument. They gave the sixth round pick in the same draft, the same opportunity, and he beat him out. You can't have it both ways. Osiris Torrance was drafted in the second round. He started every single game his rookie year. You'll get the opportunity, but it's hard. It's hard for these guys to come in and do that. So this gets us back to defensive tackle, wide receiver, especially there, corner, which I think they still need to find somebody. But how much can that guy play? And maybe you find a corner like you did with Christian Benford, like you thought you'd have with Kyrie Elam. I just think defensive tackle, defensive line, especially interior defensive tackle, is the area where you'll find with this team, the way they're constructed, them having the best ability in this draft to find someone at 30 who fits the value of the player and the need of the team. And that's why I'm holding on to, that's where they'll go. They have three defensive linemen right now on the roster who you can say are going to make the 53 and be a part of the rotation. Three. Now, they a lot of times only dress four. And maybe you get one of it, but you got to have more. You have to add to that spot. And it's a spot where you can actually play right away on this team. As opposed to, and why I just went through all that, as opposed to a lot of other spots, it's a spot you can actually play right away. I just don't think that's happening at wide receiver. You could be mad and say, well, that doesn't make sense to me, Sal. Why are they holding someone back over Keon Coleman or Curtis Samuel? But just look at how they do it. My job here, I always tell people this, like people accuse and say, oh my God, you defend or whatever with the team. I always just try to give you the team's perspective. And that's my job to me. It doesn't have to be to tell you, like, it doesn't matter what I think, right? I can give you my opinion on what they should do. That's fine. But at the end of the day, I think what you want to know is how do they operate? What are they thinking? And this is my read on it. My read is they're going to go defensive tackle early in this draft. And I think they're going to draft two defensive linemen out of those first three picks and one corner. And to bridge this point and get us to another spot, they had James Bradberry in for a visit this week, right? Or did that happen yet, Evan? Did Bradberry come in? I'm sorry. I saw yesterday when I got back from vacation, saw that Bradberry was coming in, but he already came in, or is he coming in?
I know that he came in for a visit.
Okay, came in for a visit. Okay, came in. So it's not future. It's not like he's coming in today. I wanted to make sure I had it right. I think he came in for a visit. Anyway, the point I'm making is when you get a guy like Bradberry, who's already 31 years old, you still have Rasul Douglas out there, Stephon Gilmore out there, Tre'Davious White out there, I think Kendall Fuller out there. Like, there are names. There are veteran names. You might not love those names, but to me, it is the opposite for the Bills, the way they are thinking, than defensive tackle. At defensive tackle, it's, we don't have any options. We got to draft somebody. At corner, it's, yeah, we're going to draft somebody, but we have a few other options that we can bring in to help that position. And that's why I don't think it's such a, that's why I think they can afford more to, at least they feel that they will can afford to wait maybe a round or two on corner. If I had to pick right now, I think it's defensive tackle, corner, and then either defensive tackle or edge maybe. That's how I think it goes. I threw a question out on Twitter. I'd like you to respond. At Sal Sports. And that is getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Here is the question I threw out on Twitter. Is there a player that you've warmed up to right now and or a player you've cooled off on right now? Somebody you really like that maybe you didn't, or you just like you just gone through the process. You're like, hey, you know what? I really like this guy. I think the Bills should look at him. Is there a player that you've kind of cooled down on? A guy that you're like, I just hope they don't go with that guy. That was Keon Coleman for a lot of you last year. Or maybe you liked him, and it's kind of starting to go the other way a little bit. So hit me up on Twitter, at Sal Sports, on X, whatever you want to call it there. That's all the social handles. Of course, go to YouTube, at Sal Sports on YouTube. Just hit the 12,000 subscriber threshold. So thank you so much for all of you who are coming over and watching. It's always game day in Buffalo with me and Matt Bovee and a lot of other stuff. I really appreciate that. Check it all out there. In the meantime, we got to talk Sabres a little bit today, so we're going to do that next with Paul Hamilton. Sabres wrap up their season tonight at home against the Philadelphia Flyers. So Sabres tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers, 7 p.m. Puck drops at 7 p.m. Pregame at 6 here on WGR. At 11 a.m. today, I'm going to talk with Josh Reed. We'll get his read on all of this. WIVB-TV Channel 4 Sports Director. I'm going to be involved on some TV shows with Josh and the crew at Buffalo Kickoff Live. We're starting that today. Josh will give you more of the info, but we'll have a good radio conversation about the Bills and the draft at 11 a.m. Good to be back with you today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Paul Hamilton up next on WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.